What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Pod. This is your host, James. This is episode 59. Today, we're taking a dive into winter 2025. Mid-season review. A little bit past mid-season. Some of these shows are on like episode 8 and 9, but hey, we're here. Spring's around the corner, so we're probably going to have a quick turnaround with spring announcements and spring shows that are coming up. So be a lookout for that as well coming down the line. But before that, we got a little bit of news. I would talk about what I'm watching, but I mean, what I'm watching is what we're about to talk about. I've watched a few other things as well, so I guess I can kind of speak on that a little bit. But for a little bit of news, episode 19 for Dragon Ball Z Daima is the highest rated anime episode of 2025, beating Solo Leveling season 2 episode 6. And if you haven't seen why it's such high rated, go watch Daima. They brought back, I'm not gonna be the one to spoil for you the news sources and stuff. They can spoil it for you, but I'm not gonna be that guy. But go watch the episode and you'll see why it's such high rated. But check that out. In Baki manga, in the latest chapter, Elon Musk and Trump were almost got, you know, assaulted, put it that way, by Baki's dad. So if you're reading Baki, I mean, I bet you enjoyed that chapter because that is insane. And I forget Baki's dad's name, but he is a psychopath. But go read Baki if you want to see crazy stuff like that. Solo Leveling was the most watched new anime of 2024, not 25, but 24 on Crunchyroll. People are loving Solo Leveling, and hey, I'm not mad at them. And I'll get a little bit more into that here in a little bit, but kudos to Solo Leveling. When we were clamoring for this back in, 2020, 2019 maybe, and they kept saying, no, we're not going to animate it, we're not going to make it into an anime. This is why we wanted it an anime, because this is gas. Gas. My Dress Up Darling manga ends in the next chapter. The next chapter drops March 21st, and that'll be the end of it. I don't know if anyone's been keeping up with the manga. I'm sure a few people have, more than a few, because the anime was a hit. I read a little bit more into it after I finished the show, kind of fell off, but man, it's crazy. I feel like we got the show and then all of a sudden they're starting to wrap real quick. I mean, it might have hundreds of chapters for all I know. I just remember I got to maybe chapter 40 and I can't remember how many chapters it had after that. Matter of fact, I can look that up real quick because I have it on my plan to read. Let's see. Where are you? Maybe I don't have it on here. Am I losing my mind? Well, JK, I don't have it on here. I thought I had it on here. Did I just delete it or did I just not put it in there? Maybe it's on my other apps. I have a lot of reading apps, so it might be on one of them. But either way, I feel like it was short-lived. Here we go. Okay, so it has, as of right now, 99 chapters. So it's going to end on, chapter 100, I guess? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. This is one of them manga sites, so hey, I'm just going off what they show me right there. But anywho, Avatar Seven Havens has been announced. It's an all-new Avatar series, a sequel series. It'll have 26 episodes coming out. Oh, I thought I had a date. No date yet, but it was announced. I'm excited for a new Avatar series. I don't know what all this entails. It doesn't really say what we're going into or anything like that, but I feel like people have been clamoring for a new Avatar series, and not live action or anything like that, but just another animated series. Because I mean, say what you will about Korra, it helped fill that void of Avatar, you know what I mean? And I know people say Korra is not their favorite Avatar and stuff and all these other things, but I mean, it was still a really decent show. It's nothing like the original series, you know. Everyone's gonna love Aang. Everyone's gonna always clamor for Aang. And I don't know if this could be the show that they might be older in those years or something. I'm not too sure. I'm just assuming things. But yeah, Avatar Seven Havens coming soon. And I could just be talking out my ass. It could be a comic run for this and that's what they're going off of for all I know. Frieren season 2 will be airing in 2026. Need that. I need that yesterday. Because the manga is on a indefinite hiatus. I don't know when that's coming back, but I say that like I've been reading the manga, but if I wanted to read the manga, I would just, you know what I mean, I would have to stop at a certain point, and that's not what I want to do. Dragon Ball Super will release a new volume on April 4th. I think, I don't remember if this is still running right now or if they took a break after Toriyama's passing. I'm not too sure. Oh, this explains right here. New Dragon Ball Super one-shot is out now. So there's a one-shot on Manga Plus and Shonen Jump right now. It's with Trunks and Goten. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, I was thinking Gotenks when they fuse. Okay, never mind. That's me just messing around. Anywho, Attack on Titan movie grossed 2.5 million in just 4 days in the U.S. Insane. I guess it would be dope to see that in a theater setting, but we have Attack on Titan at home. You know what I mean? It's on Crunchyroll and stuff. And I get it. You want to watch it like simultaneously. It's just a whole full movie. It would be cool, but for me at least, this is just me. I don't see myself paying that money to go do that if I can just watch it on Crunchyroll like that. You know what I mean? I keep saying, you know what I mean? Excuse me. I need to fix that right now. But yeah, 2.5 mil is crazy for an anime. How long has this been done? 2 years already? Sheesh, has it been 2 years? I think so. Oh, that's crazy. Time be flying, man. I tell you, that's insane. Cowboy Bebop and Fortnite collab has been announced. So you're gonna have some Cowboy Bebop characters up in Fortnite. And I don't play Fortnite. I just be seeing clips on it on Twitch or TikTok, YouTube shorts and stuff, and it looks fun just because of the no build mode. And that's probably where I would be at, because I was trash at building. I couldn't build to save my life. Even when I was heavy on Fortnite, couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. But if you love Cowboy Bebop and you love Fortnite, better go buy them skins when they come out. Long-running baseball manga ends in the next chapter, Battle Studies, after 10 years of serialization. That's crazy. I never heard of this manga, but 10 years of serialization, I mean, they doing something right. Especially for a sports anime, sports manga. That's crazy. The guy she was interested in wasn't a guy at all. Anime adaptation was announced. No release date yet, but has been announced. And this manga I almost bought a few weeks ago. I was at Barnes & Noble when I saw it, and I already had 3 other ones in my hand, so I just didn't pull the trigger. Looked interesting, and I still want to buy it eventually, but it's funny that I had that, and then a few weeks later they announced the animes. Just a little funny for me, but anyway. That's really all the news. It wasn't nothing crazy, but, you know, just a few things. But before I get into this, I just recently got Paramount Plus because my girl wanted to watch the Sonic movies. And I've only seen the first one. And still only seen the first one because we want to watch that together. So watch Sonic. And still a dope movie. I really enjoy Sonic. I'm not like the biggest Sonic fanatic, but I do like Sonic. I do like the games. Well, let me retract that. I like the... What game? Was it the 90s game? The one that was on the original Sega. That's the Sonic I've... Really the only Sonic I ever played. Because I had it on the Sega, and then I had it on PC for a little bit. Never passed the whole game, but I did like playing it a lot. And the music on it, Chef's Kiss. Really enjoyed the music. But watch Sonic. I also get Paramount Plus all the time, because I have this show on there called Ghost. And I get on there just to binge watch the season, and then I'll just let Paramount Plus get canceled. And surprisingly, I missed 2 seasons of Ghost, so I ran through that, season 3 and 4. And I want to say season 4 is still airing right now on CBS, so probably going to keep Paramount Plus for a little bit longer. Unless my girl completely wants to keep it, all like completely, then probably pay the year thing for it, so I'm not paying for it all month, every month, not all month. But what else did I watch on there? Oh, they have Gladiator 2, and I've been meaning to watch that. Oh, also, I just remembered this. Me and my buddies, well, mainly Charles, shout out Charles. He messaged me and my other buddy G, and he wanted to start a movie club for some reason. And I was like, all right, cool. I picked the first movie, and we're watched Parasite. If you have never watched Parasite, the Korean drama movie, I think it won an Oscar back in 2019, watch it. That movie's chaotic and just crazy. It's a really good watch, but it is wild. So watching that, and then, oh, the Gabby Petito doc on Netflix. That story is so sad, man. Sheesh. But that's another great doc that I watched. What else did I watch? I don't remember. If you haven't watched that documentary, go watch it. I mean, this story was recent. Maybe 2 years ago, maybe just last year. I can't remember completely. But that whole story is just sad as hell. I also watched, did I mention I watched Captain America Brave New World? I don't think I did. If I didn't, solid movie. Don't listen to what these people are saying. They're just being haters. It is a solid MCU movie. It's a good way to set a stepping point going forward with making an Avengers movie. We have our Cap. He's playing Cap really well. And then we're going into Thunderstrucks, Thunderbolts, and then Fantastic Four in June. So we're moving the ball towards the Avengers movie from next year, I believe. I'm still kind of lost on just where we pick up these Avengers. Because who are the Avengers? What characters that we've been introduced to will be the Avengers? We've seen Captain America. Spider-Man's kind of in his own little world right now because nobody remembers who he is. Of course, Doctor Strange. Wanda's dead or not dead, it's unclear. Shang-Chi. And then we have Miss Marvel. We have Captain Marvel. Who am I missing? That's really it off the top of my head right now. We have Smart Hulk and She-Hulk, but I don't think She-Hulk comes into it. People didn't like that show that much, so she might not play into it. I enjoyed She-Hulk, but that's me. So it's just unclear just who these Avengers are going to be. And that's where I'm at because we've been in this phase. Oh, Ant-Man too. I forget about Ant-Man. We've been in this phase. Well, we just started a new phase, I guess. I think this is phase 6 or something like that. But phase 5 or anything, we didn't get any Avengers movies. We weren't introduced to any Avengers. So I'm just kind of like, who do we have? You know what I mean? Just, I don't know who the Avengers are. But anyway, regardless of that, Captain America Brave New World, solid, solid movie. It felt like an Incredible Hulk sequel that we never got, which is fine. And we also had aspects from the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show that all came into play as well. So all that in this movie really, really did it for me. And the action scenes are really good. And Harrison Ford playing this president, and I forget the dude's name, but being that character, played it really well. I forget how good Harrison Ford is sometimes, just because you see his interviews and stuff, and he just be bullshitting half the time, but that man's great. But anywho, other movie I watched is The Last Voyage of the Demeter, and this movie was actually pretty good. This came out 2023, I believe, and I wanted to watch it in theaters, but I just never had a chance to watch it in theaters. But solid vampire movie. Dracula trying to get up to the... stumble over my words already. Trying to get across the ocean to England so he can have a new place to take root, have more bodies to get blood and stuff. And the people on the Demeter are his meal until he gets to England. And yeah, man, it was insane movie. Dracula don't be looking like, you know, these... like about Van Helsing Dracula or anything. This man is ugly. Straight ugly. So I don't know. I don't understand how he'd be trying to pass as a human. Makes no sense to me. But regardless, solid movie. Check out The Last Voyage of the Demeter. And check out Captain America Brave New World. And check out Sonic. I'm going to be watching the second and third one pretty soon. And then The Knuckles Show. Because I saw that on Paramount Plus while I have it. But anywho, let's get to it. So, you know the shows I have been watching, the 5 shows, well, 4 shows, because one of them fell off, because I don't know what happened to Fate, Strange Fake, but we'll start with those, and then we'll get into the new stuff, well, new stuff for me, at least, that they've been airing. Sakamoto Days. If you're not watching Sakamoto Days, what are you doing? It's basically John Wick as an anime, almost. But they just didn't kill his dog this time. And he's just trying to protect his family. 7 episodes in. And I'm enjoying it. It's really cool. The animation really reminds me of just like those early... well, yeah, mid-2000s, early 2010s anime. Just how the animation and the art style is. But people have been clamoring. I'm on these anime groups and everything, like on Facebook and stuff. And I feel like it's just force hate. They're saying that Sakamoto Days is just boring and the art is ugly, the animation is not up to par, and all these other things. And you know, when things are really good and people are just loving it, the majority of people are loving it, you know, you gotta have those people that are just like, it's trash, it's not great, I've seen better, this and this and that. Just enjoy the show, man. You don't have to put that hate out into the world. If you don't like it, cool, no worries, but you don't have to like jump on someone if they're enjoying Sakamoto Days and they want to post it to the group just to get everyone else's thoughts. You don't have to say, oh, that you watch trash anime and all these other this, that, and the other. Just don't even respond. You hate it, cool, don't watch it anymore, whatever. But I don't know, I've just been seeing that a lot in these groups. It's just people want to talk about a show, but you have these haters that just come in there and just love to just talk shit for no reason, just to, you know, the clicks, the engagement and stuff. But like, man, just either watch the show and enjoy it, or you don't like it and just keep it pushing. That's it. You don't have to put your two cents of just, oh, well, I've seen, you know, JJK, this better animation. Like, cool, go watch JJK again. All right, let me chill. But anyway, watch Sakamoto Days. It's pretty solid. It starts a little slow the first episode or two, but then it picks up. Solid show. Go read the manga as well. Manga, Chef's Kiss, dope show. Next one, Zenshu. Man, I love this show just because it's an isekai that I was not expecting, but I just don't know where we're going yet. And that's just, it might be just on me. It might just be me thing. But hey, I'm here for the ride. F it, I'm here. But it's just almost kind of like the void of the week and stuff. But we're also getting a little bit of growth from Natsuko, and I'm still not sure if she's completely dead or she's just like maybe in a coma or something in the hospital, but it's really trying to help her with her movie going forward. I think like when she, if she snaps out of this, it's just a theory, she and Luke Braveheart are gonna have a thing while that she's unconscious and stuff, and it's really gonna help her see how to make this romance movie and help her in that aspect. Could be wrong. She could be completely dead and just isekai into the show, but I don't think she is. But anywho, really good show. I'm just enjoying it. The animation and the art style is crazy, but I am tired of the when she's doing her magical girl transformation for her desk, that OST just Zenshu. I'm like, all right, bro, first three times, yeah, cool, but fourth, fifth, I'm over it. That we don't have another song to put behind that. I don't know, I'm just being nitpicky at this point. But check out Zenshu, solid show. Ameku MD, Dr. Detective. And I remember mentioning this to y'all that I wasn't gonna bring it up anymore because it was just house the anime, but it's a winter 2025, so I'm gonna talk about it. And I still like this show. It's just super formulaic or just solving a health issue every episode, and I hope it gets a little bit better down the line, because I think I only got to episode 5 and I was like, all right, I'm taking a break, and it becomes some type of story. But that's where I got to. I'm just like, I'm cool right now, I'm still gonna finish it. I just kind of got bored with it for a little bit, but I'm the type of person that likes to finish shows. I think I've only dropped 2 or 3 shows. I'll power through it. If I start something, I just gotta finish it. It's just how I'm wired, and I don't like it. I would like to just drop it, but then I stare at it and it's just red on my mouth, and I just go back and finish it. Except for like 2 or 3 shows, those shows I was like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm done. Okisura, fun show. I know why people wouldn't really mess with it, just because there's like 2 different languages going on in the show, the Okinawan language and of course Japanese. And the little lesson boxes that pop up and just teach you about Okinawan culture, I can see why people wouldn't like it. For me, I enjoy it just because I like to learn about different cultures and stuff. I know people just want to get to the love story and the love triangle, but I'm just enjoying these teachings of Okinawa and just how they do things over there, and this other basically different, almost a different language that they speak in Okinawa. Really solid show. Mal doesn't show that. It's a 6.8 right now, but I really enjoy it. And I hope people check it out, especially so if you say you're an anime fan, you're like, I'm going to Okinawa, this year or something. Just watch this show while you're on the plane or something. And you'll learn a lot. I promise you. It teaches you a lot of different things that go on in Okinawa and stuff. And just that culture and that in that place. And it's just, it's super wholesome and just dope to learn new things. So I highly recommend that. Next one, we got Medalist. Right now, and this is just me, this is my anime of the year. As of right now, we still got spring, summer, and fall. But man, Medalist is solid. And I don't even like figure skating, but hey, I'm about to go check out what is that figure skating show called? Oh my goodness, I can't think of it, but it makes me want to go check out that show. But this show is so wholesome and just super motivational. It reminds me a lot of Haikyuu with the different aspects of just never giving up and just believing in yourself and just pushing it past that point that you think you can't get to. Inori, sweetest little girl ever. Her coach, solid coach, man. It's just wholesome show. If you're not watching Medalist, I don't know what you're doing, bro. Go watch Medalist. Tsukasa, that's the coach's name. Medalist is solid, solid show this year. It's 8.1 on Mal. So people agree with me. I don't know what this on. For me, I'm selling the high seas for this show. It might be on something. I'm not too sure what. Sorry, I don't have the streaming platform for you, but man, it's a great show. Really great show. Was that, I think that's it for my four, because Strange Fate decided to drop one episode and then ride off into the sunset. I don't know what's going on with that show. So we'll get into my other ones. This gem right here, I thought it was just going to be kind of, you're almost like your Devil is a Part-Timer in the Mill type of show like that. And I'm talking about like the second season of Devil is a Part-Timer. That first season, solid. But anyway, welcome to Japan, Miss L. Man, super cute, super wholesome. And also it's like a reverse isekai. Kuzuhiro, he goes to this fantasy land in his dreams. And he's been doing it since he was like little. And he just explores and goes on adventures and stuff. And he meets Maribel. I think that's how you say it. Maribel, maybe. Whatever you prefer. Anywho. And he met her in his dreams and stuff. And he goes there every night. He goes to work. They ask him to come out, come drink. He said, nah, I got to go home and go to bed. So he goes home, cooks his meal, and he puts his meals behind his bed, and the meals show up in his dreams. So he shares his Japanese cuisine with the people of that world and stuff. And one day him and Maribel were in this, I think it was like a dungeon, and there's a dragon. Anytime he's about to die, it just wakes him up. So dragon shoots fire at him. He grabs Maribel, gets sent back to real world. But he just so happens to bring Maribel with him. Shenanigans ensue. Now she's learning Japanese, and now she's just incorporated into Japan. And they go back and forth. Super cute, wholesome, and I'm rooting for them, shipping them. I hope they get together. And it's just kind of weird because in that dream state, he's still a kid. And I guess the time moves different in that world. And then in the real world, he's 25. Of course, the elf is like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old. But regardless, check out Welcome to Japan, Miss Elf. Super wholesome again. Just one. It's one of them shows that you just feel comfy watching. One of them, just throw on, get some popcorn, get the good blanket, and just watch it with your significant other or just yourself, whatever. Just a comfy show. Highly recommend. Check that out. And not all these shows I'm going to be recommending. It's just, right now I'm hitting the ones that hit for me. Now, speaking of ones that hit for me, and this is just your run-of-the-mill fantasy show. So if you're not into that, close your ears real quick. But I left my angry party to help my former students reach the dungeon depths. Run-of-the-mill fantasy show that you get every year. I've been saying it since the beginning of this pod. I am a sucker for these fantasy shows and isekais. And here we are with another one. Buddies, first party, they're a bunch of jerks. They're not paying them well. They're making them do everything, bring the potions, set up the webcam for so they can stream, all these other things. He's like, bro, I am done. Y'all not cool. Y'all not paying me right. Y'all not taking care of me. I'm out. So he leaves, and he goes to the guild to kind of see if he can find a party. His students show up and they're like, why don't you just join our party? He's like, all right, cool. Are y'all sure? Because I'm like a B rank or something like that. And they're all like D ranks. But either way, joins the party. Shenanigans ensue. They become one of the better parties in the guild. And lo and behold, the old party's like, we want you back. Please come back. And he's like, no. I am doing way better with these guys than I was ever doing with y'all. And the other party, they're about to drop ranks because they can't complete any type of missions because they don't prepare for it. My guy, UK, was preparing all of it, just taking care of everything. And now they just rely on everybody. And then when things go wrong, they blame it on the new person that they bring into the group, or they just blame one of the other people in their group that they've had forever. It's just a show. I don't recommend it. Well, if you like fantasy shows, I do recommend it. If you just like the run-of-the-mill type of shows like that, check it out. But it's nothing to write home about. It's just fun for me. It's just, you know, that escapism into another world. I love that shit. I love it. But anyway, on to my next one. And this one, I may catch some heat about, but I'm not feeling this show. But I'm getting married to a girl I hate in my class. It started well for me. But these characters... what's their names? Sato? Is his name Sato? Yeah, Sato and Akane. I cannot stand either one of them. Sato is just boring as hell. He doesn't do a lot. He doesn't say a lot. And Akane is 0 to 100 so quick and is always just yelling, just screaming all the time. And that's what's ruining it for me. And they're the main characters, so it just ruins everything. And then they got this like weird sister complex thing with his little sister, which is in his class, I guess. I'm not too sure. But they're always in the same classroom, or she just don't go to class. I don't know. But I like the premise. Their grandparents knew each other since forever. They were kind of the same type of boat as they were. They couldn't stand each other, but they deep down kind of liked each other. But they went their separate ways, had their lives. Both their significant others have passed, and they're like, what could have been? I think they're together now, but now they're like, you two, why don't y'all get together so y'all don't make the mistake we made? Which I get the idea, but you can't live vicariously through your grandchildren like that and force them to each other and make them get married and stuff. But here we are. And as we go, I think they're kind of calming down and kind of mending a little bit more. But those first 2-3 episodes, man, I could not stand them. And I'm assuming it gets better because it's a 7 on Mal. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll continue it or not. I'm lying. I'm going to finish it. But as of right now, it might be one of the ones I put on the back burner. And then when the season ends, I'll just run through it real quick and call it cool. But man, it's just, I wanted to like it. It's just not it for me right now. At least right now. It could be something for me down the line. We'll see. Next one up, another run-of-the-mill fantasy show. I apologize. It's just what I be throwing on sometimes. I'm a noble on the brink of ruin, so I might as well try mastering magic. Dude is the 5th child in this noble family. Just so happens to wake up one day. He's like in a dream sequence at the beginning of the show. And I guess he's talking to one of the gods in that world. And they're like, you want to be powerful? And he's like, I don't know what y'all mean. And she's like, well, you want to learn magic and know all magic? She's like, hell yeah, sign me up. Wakes up in this party, didn't even know what was going on. And we don't even see the isekai part. Like, dude is just, he said, I was drinking at the bar. Woke up, he was a child in this other world. I guess they just running through that now. They're not showing you him get hit by a truck coon or anything like that. But it's okay. I'm almost always stumbling over my words. It's kind of like a great value Mushoku Tensei. He has all the magic in the world, but the different aspect of it is just that he has older siblings, and the eldest sibling is out for blood. He thinks that now that this dude knows magic and stuff, he's gonna try to come for the head of the family, and he's trying to take the head. But like I said, the brink of ruin. So this noble family is about to fall out of nobility because they have nothing to bring to the table. So he was hoping to have a girl, the dad, so she can marry off to another noble family. and then they stay nobles, but they're all boys. And then finally, the party that they're at is his daughter's party. So it's the last child that he has. But lo and behold, the fifth child learns magic and is a powerful magician. So now he's going a different route of just using him for it. But now, what's his name? Liam. He's getting his independence from his family because he doesn't want to step on any toes of his elder brother because he's trying to become the head. So he's trying to be independent and get up out of there before things get kind of messy. So it's cool. Like I said, it's just your run-of-the-mill fantasy show. Mashoko oh my gosh, why am I struggling with this word? Childish Reincarnation. I'm just say that. Childish Reincarnation, light. Except, you know, there's siblings and stuff. But regardless, it's cool. It's a 5.9 on Mal, but whatever. On to the next one. Madoka is impervious to my charms. This show, man, it's one of the shows of all time. As of right now, I watched 3 episodes and man, I don't know if it's for me or not. Our main character, Mona, she's so like liked by everybody that she's ever run across. And our buddy Madoka ain't fucking with her. Is not messing with anything she's bringing to the table. And she's so in her head that everyone's gonna like her. But Madoka's like, nah, I'm cool. And she's just adamant that she wants him to like her. Little does she know that he's trained to be a monk, so he's trying to keep it together the best he can. They sent him to this co-ed school so he can learn to have mind over body, if that makes sense. So as she's trying to charm him and stuff, he's just fighting the urges and doing his best and always just giving a mean look or pressing the space between your eyes and your nose and stuff, trying to keep it together. And she just keeps throwing it at him. And it's just, only thing about it is, it's super just, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess pervy, if that makes sense. It's not the word I'm looking for, but I can't think of the word right now. But man, she, when I say she's throwing it at him, she's throwing it at him. There's so many upskirt shots. She's busting out her breast at him, and I'm like, hey, yo, this is uncalled for, especially at the school. At school, it's crazy. And I don't know. It might be me too that I messed up, because I was watching it in dub. That dub is chaotic. I don't know what's going on with that. And I guess she's from the country too, because in her mind she has a country accent, but as she speaks, she's just speaking just a regular accent. So she just seemed kind of like out of there, I guess, if that makes sense. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know what she's trying to prove. And now she thinks she has competition with this other girl, but this other girl's more just thinking that she's beautiful and taking pictures of herself. But she thinks that she's making a move on Madoka. But Mona's just, she, like I said, she's just all in her head, and she's just really, now I think she actually likes him now because he's not giving her any type of attention like everyone else. But our other girl, I don't know. It's a weird show as of right now. Again, I've only watched 3 episodes, so it might get better. And I feel like I said nothing, but there's nothing there for me right now. And I don't know. I'm going to keep watching, I'll tell you that. But I don't know. It's just, I'm more just not, I don't like how she's throwing herself at this dude who's trying to be a monk. And not only she's like exposing herself, panty shots and all these other things. And all these other guys are swooning and just like, oh my gosh, this and this and that. And Buddy is fighting for his life to keep it together. And I don't know. I feel like it's just uncalled for to do that to somebody. I know she doesn't know he's trying to become a monk. But you're so conceited in yourself that one person that doesn't give you the time of day, you have to make it a point to get them to give you attention. And I just don't like that. I don't like that. And I think that's why I don't like this show. But again, it might get better down the line, so I'm gonna keep watching it. But Mona just rubbed me the wrong way, and I just didn't like her character as of right now. But anyway, Solo Leveling. man, we getting into the ant war. I feel like, what's that island called? Jeju Island, I think. That goes crazy. I'd say that. I think that might have been my favorite part of Solo Leveling when I was reading it. So I'm excited for everyone to get to that part. And I'm so glad that everyone is enjoying Solo Leveling. That's one of the other ones that like I said about Sakamoto Days, people are just dogging it just to dog it because it's the popular show. But to everyone else, it's just, oh, it's just your run-of-the-mill dungeon diver. It's just your run-of-the-mill shonen, yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. Go watch something else and let people enjoy things. I get if you don't like something, but just don't try to tear other people's enjoyment down because you don't like it. Just let them like what they like. They want to watch Dragon Ball Z, let them watch Dragon Ball Z. They want to watch, I don't know, something random like this show I was just talking about. Let them watch it. I might not like it, but hey, I'm not going to yuck their yum. If they enjoy that shit, they enjoy it. And that's just the problem with these big properties like Solo Leveling, Sakamoto Days. People just love to just bash on it and bash on people because they like what's popular and they're not watching these niche anime that no one's ever heard of. That's cool if you like those. Watch them. Recommend one to me. I'll check it out. But don't come online and just... And I know I'm asking for a lot, but don't come online bashing other people's shows because they're watching what's popular. If that's what they like, that's what they like. If they want you to recommend them something that you're watching that no one really talks about, recommend it to them instead of just talking down to them and just dogging their shows. Maybe they can co-watch one of your shows and see like what you're talking about. Maybe start watching things of that nature. I don't know. I'm not even talking about Solo Leveling anymore. I'm just talking about people online. Excuse me, sorry, I just saw a lot of stuff this past week and I'm just like, y'all are terrible. But anywho, check out Solo Leveling. It's dope. It's an 8.86 on MAL right now. Sheesh. The 100 Girlfriends That Really, 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 Really Love You, Season 2. I blew through Season 1. This show is hilarious. I have not started Season 2 yet, but people are clamoring. It's an 8 right now. And I saw the clip of, and this is a slight spoiler. Oh, I don't even know if it's a big spoiler, but when they turned into Super Saiyans in the show. I'm just waiting for the show to finish up so I could just binge it. I really enjoyed this show. It was not on my radar. Not one of the ones I was ever going to watch, but... decided to take a chance and hilarity. Love it. Go check out 100 Girlfriends. It's really good. And I know the premise sounds crazy, but just watch the show. And I promise you, you're going to laugh. It's going to be hilarious. But just a quick shots real quick, because some of these I did not watch. I don't even know where this one's playing on. I have a crush at work. Probably going to have to sell the high seas for this one because I don't think anybody bought the license for it. But wholesome show. When they're at work, it's cool. But when they get out of work and stuff, they be acting crazy. But it's still dope. It's cool. I read a little bit of this manga before this anime came out, and I enjoyed it. It reminds me a lot of kind of like Sweat and Soap a little bit, not too much. And I wish like Hulu or somebody would have picked it up so it's easier to consume. But I enjoy it. But anyway, back to Quick Hitters. Check that out. Headhunted to Another World from Salaryman to Big Four. If you like isekais, check this one out. It's decent. Toilet Bound Hanako-kun Season 2. Solid show. Have not started it, but I did watch Season 1 and I enjoyed that. So this one's going to be good as well. It's at 8 right now on MAL, so check it out. Even given the Worthless Appraiser class, I'm actually the strongest. You can miss it. You don't have to check that out. Blue Exorcist. I want to say, what season is this for Blue Exorcist? I don't know what season this is, but the Blue Knight Saga. If you love Blue Exorcist, check this out. I'm not the biggest fan of Blue Exorcist, so that's just me. The Daily Life of a Middle-Aged Online Shopper in Another World. It's kind of like that show that was on Netflix that MAPPA did. I forget what that show was called, but he orders stuff. He has Amazon in Another World, so take that with what you will. I watched it. It's cool. Well, still watching it, you know, because it's still going, but regardless. I'm Living with Otaku ni Konichi. You can... don't even tap in, bro. I'm gonna tell you something real quick. This show is kind of like that one dog show where the dude turns into a dog and gets adopted by that girl and she's doing weird stuff with the dog. This is what this reminds me of. And I mean, if you like that, cool, but that ain't for me. I'll tell you that. Anyway, that's really it. Well, I mean, the Red Ranger becomes an adventure in another world. There's so many isekais and fantasy shows. I feel like there's a lot more this year than usual, but regardless, that's a decent one. Oh, Flower and Asura. Check it out. That's all I gotta say. Check it out. Yeah, the rest of them were just like you're running the mill shows. I didn't watch all the rest of those because I got to a point where I was just like, I'm watching too many shows and I'm going to be struggling come springtime for 2025. And I'm not going to be able to finish all these when I start spring shows. So I might have missed a few, but hey, it is what it is. There's so many shows that come out every season, so can't get to them all, but I try to do the best I can. But if I miss a show that you're watching, just let me know. I'll pick it up. I will bring it on the pod and talk about it. But to hit me up, socials, The Anime Corner Pod on Instagram, Anime Corner Pod on TikTok, The Anime Corner Podcast at gmail.com if you want to shoot me an email. What am I missing? Oh, my Blue Sky. You can hit me up on Blue Sky. I will put that link in the description. Well, all these things will be in the description, but that username is super long. Blue Sky be tripping. I need to shorten that a little bit. But anywho, again, if I missed any of the shows that you're watching this season, let me know. If it's good, I will check it out. But shoot it to me. Also, what is that show called? Orb on Netflix. I know it's a continuation from The Fall. Watch that show. Amazing. It reminds me of kind of like a Finland Saga. Kind of, because it's kind of different at the same time because there's a lot of astrology in there. But another show to check out. But again, Anime Corner Pod on TikTok, Anime Corner Pod on Instagram, The Anime Corner Podcast at gmail.com. Like, share, everything. We're growing slowly but surely. Yeah, that's all I got. Just Spotify, Apple, stars, please. And just keep sharing the pod. I appreciate y'all for always tapping in every week. I know my schedule's been everywhere as of late just because of just how I've been feeling. But I'm feeling a lot better now. Getting better slowly but surely. And I hope to get to post 2 episodes a week like I started to do this beginning of this year. So hopefully we keep getting better and keep growing this way. And yeah, thank y'all again, and I will catch y'all next time. Peace.